This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Thanks for joining us on this 14th day of March 2019. You know, some people have mistaken this broadcast for a cult. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican hack. Democrats follow what Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and people like that say. Establishment Republicans do what Karl Rove says. I back President Trump because he supported the idea of the president being the president and national sovereignty being run out of the country and out of the states. And he's done that. He's an American president. He's actually running stuff, and it's pissing the establishment off. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not angry about some of the things Trump's been doing, and I'm going to tell you about it because I'm not in the cult. I'm not in the Donald John Trump cult. I'm not in the Hillary Rodham cult. I'll tell you, people always say, you know, have you sold out? Yeah, I sold out to Jesus Christ. I did. It's true. It's already been done, and I sold out to the truth and justice, and it feels good to be sold. Like, I'm signed on. Like, there's no going to go down that road. But I continually forget on air, as I bitch and complain about funding to run our operations, that when I plug consistently two or three times an hour, you bring in the funds and not just continue against all the attacks, which are sustained and ongoing, but we prevail over them. So let me just thank the listeners that have gotten great products from the store and supported us and encourage others. There's a trillion voices out there because there's 7.5 billion people, and there's millions and millions of talk show hosts and voices online, and they make thousands of comments a day, and that's billions a day, and that's trillions every month. There are trillions of things being said. But what we say particularly, like, you got a piece of quartz, doesn't hurt Superman. Got a piece of lead, doesn't hurt Superman. Got a piece of crystal, doesn't hurt Superman. Got a paper cup, doesn't hurt Superman. InfoWars, Superman starts shriveling up and dying. And we're not fighting a good Man of Steel. We're fighting the Diablo. And let me tell you, just like garlic metaphysically, metaphorically, historically, archetypally, vampires don't like high noon. They don't like silver bullets. They don't like holy water. They don't like garlic. What does garlic do? It wards off disease. It cleanses the blood of evil. Holy water, metaphysically, water blessed by God. The sun, giving life to the earth and clarity and vision. Silver, anti-poison as well to the vampire and the werewolf. These are archetypes. But InfoWars is beyond an archetype. It's a real system in the 21st century that is proven and that has gone through the wars and that has paid the price and that has been persecuted and that has been proven to be dedicated to war against the devil. And that doesn't mean I'm some sanctimonious fake priest going, I'm so good, and then I'm diddling some kid in the back. I'm a sinner, and I'm full of life, and I've tasted a lot of things. I'm going to tell you something. I've tasted God, and that's where I want to go. But to get there, we need a group of people of every race, color, and creed. I call myself white, but, I'm really a nice brown if you're watching on television. But whether you're white or black or old or young, if you love God and you love liberty, we're brothers and sisters together. And everything I do is about a win-win, a 360 synergy, a 360 win. You need the supplements. You need the DNA Force, 33% off, been sold out for 6 months. You need the best fish oils for adults and children we have. You need the bodies. You need the Turbo Force, Total Energy. You need the Brain Force, Total Brain. You need it all at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how we finance this. When you sign up for the coffee, or you sign up for the toothpaste, or you sign up for the protein bars, things you're going to want every 15 days, every month, every 2 months. You can do 15 days a month, 2 months, 3 months, out 6 months. Get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. Then you don't forget about it. It just comes like a tithe of the truth. You fund this operation, and then you get my commitment, as I've shown you. If we carry anything in the dark of the night, like a fiery torch, it's liberty and it's victory. But when you feed this flame, you breathe fire into the night, and the enemy begins to fall.
InfoWarsStore.com.
My Leaps and My Bounce, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay. Don't know where to begin, but Alex always leaves me with some red meat on the table. And while I'm making my notes, I usually go back to shake that meat a little bit more and put my own teeth into it. You know, I'm thinking about the AOC, or as Mark Levin calls her, AOC, because it sounds so creepy, AOC. Or just call her Cortez. Giving somebody a hyphenated name, that's just, you know, playing their naming. I call her Cortez or AOC, but I like AOC. Sounds like a space alien, a lizard. You know, it's important to recognize that she didn't come from nowhere. AOC literally won a commie casting call. There are Democrat Rasputins, or, you know, socialist, actually, Democrat socialist Rasputins behind her, who are old and ugly and white, okay, basically. And they realized they can't find an easy seat with a vulnerable, Democrat representative. So they literally held a commie casting call. Wouldn't you love to see the other submissions, you know, like sending in your audition video to Survivor or some, you know, reality TV show? So AOC had the bubbly, you know, the bubbly voice and the big eyes, and basically she's basically just a mannequin for the, for the Rasputins behind her. You could tell it when she was interviewing the Wells Fargo executive yesterday. She had no follow-ups. She was reading notes that one of her Rasputins wrote for her. But when he said, "Nope, we didn't do that," she was absolutely just stymied. Okay, well then let's move on to another area where I've been handed a note by my handlers. So this is where we are. Probably the most recognizable leading energetic young congressperson won a commie casting call, which is like looking, you know, music producers looking for the right face to become the next pop star. And it doesn't matter if they can sing or not, because with today's audio and computer magic, they can digitally harmonize anybody to sounding all right. So she's literally just a face. But what this tells us is that our country's in deep, deep trouble because it's working. To the morons that support her, she is literally the second coming. Green New Deal, $30 trillion, who cares? That's just numbers. So we've gone beyond the Enlightenment and rational thought into the area of innumeracy. It's a word like illiteracy. There are probably half of the country can't understand compound interest, for example. So if somebody says $3 billion or $30 trillion, literally it means nothing to them any different. So they have no way of knowing, well, wait a minute, this is impossible. It's going to crash the economy. Well, that's the plan. You crash the economy, then you have a ready scapegoat, which will be old white Christian men primarily, guys like me, that will be blamed. So this has been seen over and over again, going back to the Jacobins and the French Revolution, the Bolsheviks. It's a tried and true method. Wreck the economy, blame your enemies, which are the, you know, the religious orders in France during the revolution, or the kulak farmers in Russia. Wipe them out so they can never come back. You do scorched earth on your enemies. Of course, what these Bolsheviks are too stupid to realize is that as long as we have the Second Amendment, the best they can do is trigger a civil war that I think they'll lose big time. In history, the communists have lost a couple times, and then they get wiped out too. So if they come for us, you know, like wolves on sheep, we'll have no choice to go sheepdog on them. And that has happened in history. The commies do not always win. You know, when people talk about Switzerland's own version of the Second Amendment with every man doing military service and then taking his modern battle rifle home, they always point out, yeah, you know, Switzerland's never been invaded by a foreign enemy. True. They've also never had their own tyrant. A tyrant would never get to the place where he could confiscate the weapons from the Swiss. So Switzerland has been a free country because its citizens are armed and would not put up with a tyrant. No way, no how. But now, when we've got such a stupid country, really, I call these the Dunning-Kruger Democrats, people that are, you know, low IQ, they're easily manipulated. This is why they want more and more flooding in from the third world. The lower the IQ, the better. If they can't speak English, that's great. They'll need Democrat social workers, translators, everything else. So where you have a chance to make an impact on your family that aren't quite up to speed, they kind of get that something's wrong. They don't understand population replacement, what it really means. But if these concepts are really key, very key. Open borders. Why are the Democrats so adamant about open borders? They'll let fentanyl flood in. They'll let murderers come in, be arrested 9 times, like the last case, men murder an American. The Democrats do not care about the drugs, the human sex slave trafficking. All they care about is getting future Democrat voters. This is Cloward Piven on steroids. Cloward Piven, these were two sociologists that came up with the strategy to overwhelm America by flooding it with illegals, wrecking the family, causing more and more people to be government dependent until the system would be overwhelmed. This is also the point of what they now call single-payer health care, that the government will be in charge of every aspect of your life. And to morons, it's very appealing. So if you combine open borders and Cloward Piven, which is a moron population of voters, Cloward Piven is flooding the country, then Dunning-Kruger, the morons, and then you're willing to use Alinsky tactics. Remember, Saul Alinsky learned his tricks from studying the Chicago mob. So Alinsky tactics are basically distilled down, they're mafia tactics. It means you'll do anything that it takes to win. You'll lie, cheat, steal, bribe, spread false rumors about people. That's Alinsky. So together, what these concepts point to, we have a ready example in California and increasingly in many other states. California went from, you know, from Reagan and Pete Wilson and Prop 187 to becoming a Democrat supermajority. This means there's no influence that the GOP has because of just extreme radical gerrymandering. Republicans have no influence in the California legislature or executive. Zero. It's being run now like Venezuela. It is the plan for all 50 states. If you look at California and you say, well, it sucks to be them. I wouldn't want to live there. Thank God I live in Wyoming or Tennessee. Well, let me tell you, brother, when Texas and or Florida flip in 2020, that is all she wrote. The Calizuela plan is going to be rammed down our throats, and it won't matter if you live in Wyoming or Tennessee or any other red state currently. They are going to control the whole board the way that they do in California. The Republicans will be sidelined. They'll have no power, no impact. And I'm not saying this will lead then to gun confiscation and, you know, some kind of a Bolshevik revolution. What it's going to lead to, though, is a civil war. Absolutely for a fact. And our adversaries are just too stupid to realize this. And it's not only happening right now in America with this Calizuela plan. It's happening in the UK. You can see where the Brexit deal, the elites, including Theresa May and all the rest, the elites are selling out the people. They're supposed to be on March 29th. If there's no deal, a hard Brexit. Well, this is once again with the EU. They vote until the EU gets the result that it wants, and it can't ever be accepted that Britain is going to leave. In France, you've still got the yellow vest protests going on, where the police are doing everything short of lethal force, blowing off hands, blinding people with exploding grenades that hit them in the face, that are aimed at the face. So this is not just a phenomenon in America. We thought with Trump winning and with the Brexit vote that the tide was going to turn, but the communists are not going down without a fight. And it's going to take a fight to keep this country free and hopefully to maybe someday make Europe free. And on the other side of the break, we'll come back and I'm going to talk about some other social media subjects and maybe...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Finishing up a thought that occurred to me, you know, this AOC, Cortez, what she's engaged in, and it's getting blatant, not only her, almost all of the radical communists slash Democrats are now using, straight from Hitler, Goebbels, the big lie. The main point, I think, of the interview with the Wells Fargo executive was so that AOC could screech about putting children in cages, children in cages, children in cages. It's pure Hitler propaganda. Just keep repeating a big lie. And the Dunning-Kruger Democrats, the morons, they're lapping it up. Oh, my God, Trump is evil. He's putting children in cages. The fact of it means nothing. The truth of it absolutely means nothing. And what I would like to say now, when you're being accused basically of, you know, torturing children, everything but genocide. We're called racist. We're called Nazis. Trump is called a Nazi after Charlottesville, which is, if you ever see the transcripts, 100% out of context. He never said the, you know, alt-right Nazis with the torches were good guys. It wasn't at all. But that's another big lie. They just say it and say it and say it, and it sticks. So my reaction is it's time to take off the gloves. Just like the Islamists, the communists lie. Their secular religion of communism has taqiyya exactly the same like the jihad Islamists. If it furthers communism, then you can deny you're a communist, just like you can deny you're an Islamist. I'm a moderate Muslim. You can say I'm just a moderate Demsoc, Democrat Socialist. I'm not a communist. Every time I would hammer them, I personally call them communists, call them lying communists, point out to everyone that communists feel justified in lying because to them, a central tenet of Marxism is the end justifies the means. So lying to gull us rubes out in flyover country is just a tactic. So there's no point in being polite back to these people. Call them communists. Remind everyone, communists and socialists killed over 100 million innocent people in the 20th century. And now they're lining up to do it again. AOC has the nerve to say that capitalism is unsustainable and irredeemable. Hello, has she studied what's happening in Venezuela? The only solution for any country like Venezuela is the free market. I don't even like using the term capitalism. That's using the enemy vocabulary. It's free market economics. Free versus planned socialist economy, which always results in a disaster, but it's not a disaster for the people in charge. If you're one of the elite, the people in the street can be eating each other. They can be diving in dumpsters. They can be selling children. It doesn't matter because your hold on power becomes more strong, and you're always going to be able to use your secret police to hide the fact that you are still, you know, living the high life, flying helicopters and private jets. Just like North Korea, but hidden, except that instead of a starving North Korea, it's a starving Venezuela. So when AOC should never get a free pass to say that socialism is the answer. Socialism is communism. The USSR was not called the Union of Communist Republics. It was called the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. The communist country, its name was socialist, not communist. And it's a central tenet of Marxism that socialism is just a pathway to communism. And we need to get on this and stay on it like a bulldog. Now, just a quick reminder about the InfoWars store. I know it goes on, but this can't be stated enough. There are fewer and fewer channels open for the truth. And the Alex Jones Show that I'm privileged to be sitting here today The Alex Jones Show is one of them. I mean, I just saw the clips that were put together that Alex showed last hour with the YouTube woman explaining why all these bans happened, and it's just ridiculous. They are willing to take things out of context, spin things 180 degrees, and use them as an excuse to shut down conservatives and libertarians. Meanwhile, Antifa, no holds barred. So if you have a couple bucks and you want to keep a great program on the air, the InfoWars store is having a mega sale right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points, all supplements, 50% off. Free shipping, everything. Double Patriot points, everything. Brain Force, Survival Shield, Super Male Vitality, Alpha Power, Super Blue, 50% off everything. Now, over the last couple of days, I went to a funeral up in Virginia, driving from Florida, solo. I wish I had a picture of the back of my SUV. I had a Seal Trident. I had a InfoWars sticker. They're all on magnets, so I can pull them off. I'm not stupid. And I had a Gadsden flag, and I had a Trump Make America Great Again bumper sticker. So I must have been past 10,000 cars in that two-day drive up and back. And I was proud to do it. You've got to get out and represent. What they're trying to do is cow us into silence. And this is what's not only happening in America. If you've been following Tommy Robinson, if you haven't seen the video called Panodrama, which is named, it's a play on the word panorama, which is like a 60 minutes of the BBC. Tommy Robinson did a sting on these guys where they thought they were coming to interview him, and he had clips. Undercover clips of these panorama executives talking about how they were going to lie about Tommy, splice things together, how the entire project was called Tommy Takedown. This was just the most brilliant video. Now Tommy's only up still on YouTube. When this video came out, he was kicked off of Facebook with the help of Islamist communist groups like Hope Not Hate. They always name themselves by a lie. He was taken right off of Facebook. He's been off of Twitter. He's taken off of Instagram. So what they're doing is they're cornering us. They're marginalizing us. They're pushing us into the edges. I myself, the day after Panodrama came out, I put a link on Facebook, just a link to a YouTube video, which was not a banned YouTube video. It's still on YouTube. I put the Panodrama link up, and I got my seventh 30-day Facebook suspension or ban in the last year and a half. So they give me basically a month, then they find a reason to kick me off for a month. And I don't know this time. It's like the day after St. Patrick's Day, I'm due to come out of the cooler. You know, I'm like the cooler king on Facebook. I'm due to come out of the cooler. If somebody give me a baseball mitt, you know, like Steve McQueen. Anyway, I get back on Facebook in a few days, but I don't know if I'm going to do it. Now, I just don't think that it's worth it. You're just begging to be on enemy territory. Like, people have suggested I go back to Twitter under a new name. I won't do it. I'm not going to, you know, disguise myself and sneak into a club where they already threw me on the street. I just won't do it. So in the next segment, when we come back, I want to talk about some social media options and alternatives and strategies, where this is all going, because clearly they're trying to box us out, shut us down, and silence us. That's why it's so important that you support the Alex Jones Show, buy the products, be a contributor, you know, and keep this going, because literally we are holding the torch of freedom. If we don't, nobody will. The deep state rhino, they won't. You know, they're on the side of their deep state, even though they might be Republicans. It's up to us. Nobody else will do it. When we come back, that's what we'll talk about.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting this nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Okay, I'm back. Yeah, and I see my books up there. That's cool. And if you want to red pill people, I suggest giving my books as gifts, either as hard copy or Kindle or audiobook. They're on audiobook if you like to listen to books while you drive. Anyway, yeah, we're being boxed down step by step. I was talking about Tommy Robinson last segment. One of his books, Muhammad's Quran, Why Muslims Kill for Islam, has been taken off of Amazon. You can still find Mein Kampf. You can find all kind of jihad literature. But Tommy Robinson talking about the jihad threat to Europe and to the UK in particular can't be talked about. And you can see how the social media titans, they're happy to cooperate with these left-wing groups, like in the States, Southern Poverty Law Center, or over in the UK, Hope Not Hate. They're happy to. So we're in a box. We're definitely in a box. We can still talk, but they're dialing down our output. You know, they're walking behind us with the wire cutters, clipping the cords and yanking out the plugs. So it's really important. Support InfoWars. Keep InfoWars going. Super important. Support Tommy Robinson. Buy his book, Enemy of the State. It's still available. Buy my books. Buy anybody's books that's, you know, that has this vision that we share, because it is important. It is all going down the tubes if we don't. And in the last few months, I've been searching all over the landscape for, you know, social media alternatives that can work. There's somebody very close to me was just booted off of YouTube. He's not as well known as Tommy Robinson. His name on the internet is Vlad Tepes. He lives in a country where he has to be very, very careful. Very careful. So anyway, I use my real name and face. He doesn't. He can't. He can't afford to. But what he has done is set up a website, an amazing website, where he has connections to translators that can take a news clip from, I don't care if it's in Finnish or if it's in Bulgarian, the next day it'll be subtitled, so that it can be shared all around the world. You know, you say, what difference does that make? A Swedish video, a video from Italy. I can't speak Swedish or Italian. Well, you don't need to. But it's important to understand this is not just an American phenomenon, this social media shunning. And Vlad, since he was kicked off of YouTube, check this out. He had 30,000 videos. Most of them are like 2 to 5 minute clips, most of them translated. 30,000 videos. 30 million distinct views, often linked on InfoWars. They just shut him down, removed his channel, and deleted years' worth of work, not just uploading videos, but arranging these translations, until he just disappeared. So what's left? Well, you can, you know, there's BitChute, there's many other alternatives, but one that he's actually using right now is called Bit.tube, and it's a true BitTorrent. BitChute was sold as BitTorrent, but it really is using servers. And BitTube is a pure BitTorrent site. This is not rocket science. The BitTorrent theory has been around for a long time, but BitTube is trying to make a go of it using true BitTorrent technology. If you click on a video, after 10 or 15 seconds, as it's drawing in more of the torrent, the video will come up to very high def. Most BitChute videos run at like 480, but you can use the sprocket and dial the def up as high as you want. And everybody that joins is part of it, but nobody's paying in. You're basically agreeing to be part of this sharing network. That's the essence of BitTorrent. It can't be shut down because there is no central server. There is no boss somewhere, you know, that has all the videos saved. The videos are in the cloud. The videos are shared between all our computers. So give Bit.tube a look. And the guy I know, Vlad Tepes, he's trying to rebuild the 30,000 videos that were taken down by YouTube. If this is a message from Vlad, if you can remember in particular great videos that you had saved and you can remember their titles, contact me or contact Vlad through VladTepesblog.com. And tell him, and he'll re-upload the videos that really struck people onto Bit.tube. But this is really super important, because if we just play on the enemy terrain, we are just circling the drain. We have no chance unless we find our own way that's not subject to censorship. And, you know, there are not only Bit.tube is another one that is suggested now is something called dissenter.com, which is an offshoot of Gab, which has its own, you know, story, and Gab is still extremely viable for people that like Gab. I do recommend it for the people that enjoy it. But Gab has an offshoot called the dissenter.com, where people just post links to articles. So there's no problem with copyright or anything like that. In a fast computer era, it doesn't matter if you're just putting a link And then you can click between two windows. You can see the article, then make comments. And these comments are not going to be subject to censorship. Now, to keep them from being spammed and trolled, what the liberals do is, you know, they'll post, you know, kiddie porn pictures, things like that, and then have Media Matters take a screen capture to try to shut down a conservative website. Remember, it's Alinsky tactics. It's mafia. Nothing is out of bounds for these guys. Nothing. So by using the dissenter.com, you're going around that, and we'll see if this can stand up and survive. It's growing like crazy. It's really growing. And we'll see where it goes. But, my point is try to distribute your links. Try to distribute your information. One that I'm still on, FreeZoxy, it's still up. And, you can post links there, videos, et cetera. But, I'm off of Twitter forever. I don't think I'll go back to Facebook. And we've all got to find an alternative. InfoWars itself is emerging as a pretty good social media platform in its own right. The point is, let's stop playing in enemy territory. I know Facebook has got a lot of great attributes and all your family's on it, so it makes it real easy to share political stuff with one family member and, kitten memes with another family member. But when we're going to Facebook, we're putting money in Zuckerberg's pocket. You remember how he was back in Europe like 2 years ago talking to Merkel and saying, yeah, we've got to do something about all this conservativism on the internet. And he's like, I'm with you. You know, we'll get rid of them. We'll take them down. It's a paraphrase, but that's what they meant. That was caught on an open mic. And, we're just playing on enemy turf when we go there. So anybody that contacts me, if you've got a better link, if you've got a better suggestion for video streaming, for social media, I'm all ears, because this is really in the emerging warfare leading up to 2020, political warfare, I mean, internet warfare, electronic warfare, social media is a key battlefield. And you can just imagine as we get closer to 2020, how effective voices will be increasingly banned from left-wing social media. It doesn't take a rocket science to see that what happened to InfoWars was just a beta test for doing this to more and more conservatives. First, they come for Alex Jones, then they come for Tommy Robinson, then they come for Matt Bracken, and there's no end to it. And something that it drives me crazy, I still hear people talking about being the gray man. I'm just going to slide through this attempted Bolshevik revolution, which is probably going to lead to a civil war. I'm going to stay in the shadows. You know what I say that the gray man is? The gray man is a coward. Unless you got like six kids under 10 years old and a job in the government, maybe. But the gray man is a coward. The gray man ensures that the communists are going to win, because he won't come out of his hiding hole until the smoke is cleared. But when the smoke is cleared, there might be gulag barbed wire around his hole. And then what, gray man? So put your InfoWars bumper sticker, or a magnet if you want, like me. Put your MAGA bumper sticker on the back of your car. Want a magnet if it makes you feel better. But get out and present. Represent. Don't be a coward. Don't be the gray man. And I think we'll be coming back just...
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Get off of social media and YouTube and all of that entirely. I did want to mention something still on YouTube, like Tommy Robinson, is one of the best videos I've seen in I don't know how long. For really good videos, I think you have to wait because it takes a while for the inspiration and to produce them. And then life gets in the way. You know, there's you can catch the flu. You can be out on business trips. I get it. But Paul Joseph Watson, his newest video, which is up last night, is called The Collapse of Western Civilization. And not only should everybody in the InfoWars audience watch this video, I recommend that you share it. Share it with your family that aren't completely closed off to the potential of what's coming. I mean, it's so well done. It's just amazing. You know, I wish that I could do videos like that. I don't have the talent that he has, but I can at least push it, promote it, encourage people to share the links and save them on other video sites like BitChute and BitTube and the other ones. But watch the video and share it. It's literally about indicators going back through every civilization about the imminent collapse of that civilization. And Paul Joseph Watson just ticks them off. and has experts talking about each one in video clips inside of the video. But I can't recommend it too much. Please share it with your family. And if they think it's a joke, if they think it's you're being hyperbolic, at least it's been planted. The seed has been planted. And while I'm on YouTube, there are three other guys, at least three. I mean, three that come off the top of my head. Black Pigeon Speaks, who's an American expat in Japan, I believe. He's not shown on camera, just his voice. His videos are brilliant. If you have the time, go back and surf through his videos. BPS, Black Pigeon Speaks. He's a genius. Sargon of Akkad, he's not exactly a conservative, but he's been very fair on the social media issue, with the Rogan interview last week, etc. He's extremely fair. Sargon of Akkad, I look on my subscribed favorites for these guys every day. And right up there with Sargon, Black Pigeon Speaks, and Paul Joseph Watson, I put the Brit named Iconoclast. He's also just terrific. To me, these are the top tier. They make videos that are, 5, 12 minutes long, but they have something to say. These guys are geniuses. And you might not have the argument to give to your family member, your associates at work, but if you can drop the links in a non-judgmental way, just like, hey, check this out, you can red pill a lot of people. And that's the point of what we're doing here. It's not enough for us to preach to the choir. Coming to InfoWars, shopping in the InfoWars store, all of that's great. But if we're not rebroadcasting to the larger audience that doesn't watch, then we're not really doing our part. You know, Alex, David Knight, they're all doing all that they can, but promoting the video clips, War Room with Owen, promote the video clips, share them. You have it in the power, millions of individuals have it in their power to relink these links and increase by many fold the number of eyes and minds that will be exposed to this information. It's not enough that you know what I think about you gray men, hiding in your hole till the dust settles. It's too late for that. You've got to get out. You've got to stand up. You've got to not only be brave personally, you have to be brave for the other ones. For the other ones, there's a reason those, the lieutenants would go over the top first just with a whistle and a pistol, because the enlisted men aren't going to go if the lieutenant and the captain are hiding. You've got to be the brave man, not the gray man. If you're waiting for John Wayne, he's not coming. If you're waiting for Paul Revere, he's already come 100 times. Now is the time to stand up and blow your own horn. I mean, if you're too chicken to put a magnetized InfoWars or MAGA bumper sticker on your car, good grief. What's going to happen when they're doing red flags and people are getting shot? Are you suddenly going to get brave then? How's that work? I've never seen that happen in my life. If you're too afraid to wear the T-shirt, the InfoWars T-shirt, if you're too afraid now, do you think you'll suddenly be so brave you'll be digging up your gun? No, you won't. You'll be hiding until we're Bolshevized. So now is the time to be brave. And this brings me up to Donald Trump and our great hopes for him when he was elected. Number one, he was our great hope because he was not Hillary Clinton. If Hillary had won, the deep state coup would have been a complete success. The plan, as we now know, from the Page and Strzok released interviews, the congressman just released these PDF files, the plan was, this was probably, you can read between the lines, this was the tarmac deal plan. Hillary wins. Loretta Lynch stays on as attorney general, so she can continue to hide and cover up all the crimes, Uranium One, everything else, Fast and Furious, all the crimes. She can continue to be the crypt keeper of Democrat crimes. Comey stays on as FBI director, and when he's had enough, he's going to give it to McCabe, the trusted Andrew McCabe, deep state SES operative, and they will just keep the same game playing. Well, Trump was the great disruptor. He blew that up. That's why Strzok and Page were texting each other about, the menace that he is. And thank God that those emails, those text messages were recovered. Now, in the last 2 days, I read both the Page and Strzok testimonies. It's not as dull as it looks when you open that PDF scribd file. But if you just are looking for, like, you know, Meadows and Jordan, and you skip the, you know, the Democrat communist, because, you know, they're just going to be saying, you know, isn't it terrible that the FBI is losing its respect because of those horrible conservatives? So just scroll past that. That cuts the reading in half. And you can clearly see they had this all planned out, and Trump blew up the plan. But since he was elected, how's he been doing? How much wall is being built? He says that the wall is being built. The emergency resolution, the vote on the emergency resolution, I guess that's today. I don't know if it's going to happen. I haven't been keeping track. But ever since 2016 in the election, we've been led on with false hopes, gulling the rubes. First, it was Stealth Jeff. Jeff Sessions wasn't really just, you know, the legend of Sleepy Hollow. He was actually a tornado hidden, and he's going to come out any day and lay the deep state coup bare. False. QAnon, in my opinion, total hoax from day one, just like, you know, many other hoaxes in the past, the Hitler diaries, Howard Hughes diaries, etc., total hoax. And I really hate hoaxes because, you know, if you want to write fiction, be a novelist, put it in a book, call it fiction. So nothing came out of QAnon, all the promises about the, you know, the eventual exposure of the deep state coup. Then there's Huber. Oh, Huber's coming in. We've got a guy out in Utah. He's going to get to the bottom of it. And now the latest of these, hopefully not this time a false hope, is Attorney General Barr is now in supposedly in command. And he looks like a guy that's quite the opposite of, sleepy Stealth Jeff. I think that it's no accident that Weissman quit or announced he's quitting today. And I use an analogy to a poker game. If Mueller is at the poker table, he's got the big hand that everybody expects has four aces, or at least that's what the left-wing media is hoping. That's what Democrats are hoping. And it's looking increasingly like there's nothing there. I mean, elsewise, wouldn't it have leaked? But then where everybody's saying, well, why doesn't just Trump just declassify everything? It's in his power to declassify. Well, it's a poker game. It's the sequence of who lays down cards is very important. Trump isn't going to declassify till the definitive Mueller report is out and digested. Then I think he'll declassify. But short of that, this congressman that released publicly the then classified or confidential transcripts of the Page and the Strzok testimony, what he's doing is throwing down another card, which Mueller has to react to. And with Weissman quitting now, and we can only imagine what's been going on now between Barr and Mueller and Weissman, all of these characters, the congressional committees. We don't know because they know a lot more than we do. And so what we can see from through the keyhole, what we can see is what looks like a game being played of timing. Weissman quitting, they may be going into CYA mode. You know, Weissman may be lowering up pretty soon because, you know, for sure, Lindsey Graham, Mark Meadows, Jeff Jordan, they're not going to let go of this bone. They're going to tear it up. Now, we'll see what can come of it. But I don't think that they're on the leash. I think, you know, in the transcripts, Trey Gowdy was terrific, but he's quit. I guess Trey's, you know, going after a TV career or something. But, you know, the real heroes, the Jordans and the Meadows, they are fighters. They are fighters. And we're just coming up now through the big...
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google